There is a distinct danger that tonight's recording is going to go extremely pear-shaped because I just realized that I was so busy working on stuff right up until the very last minute that I don't have a drink.
Oh my god.
You've got a giant bottle in front of you.
Yeah, but I don't want to... It's got that stupid plastic thing in there that... You know, I know you yell at me and you say, have you ever tried to pour drinks for 100 people without that little plastic thing? That little plastic thing actually saves your life.
That's how I yell.
Yeah. It's weird. Every time you try to increase the volume of your voice, it just makes it sound like that. Hi, I'm Jick, and here with me. Ah, oh, sweet.
All you needed was a glass.
I know. All I needed was a glass, and I was just brought one by the lovely and talented Lycra shampoo. With me tonight, Hot Stuff and Riff.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
How have you been? What have you been up to?
Nonstop Minecraft.
Yep. Minecraft and work stuff, and that's...
Mostly Minecraft.
Mostly Minecraft.
And see, I've been playing a lot of Minecraft, but also getting a lot of work done.
That's because you're good at balancing your life.
I even played some World of Warcraft today. I played some Minecraft, I played some World of Warcraft, and I still got my jobs done.
I played a game called Spacecraft that was pretty terrible.
Oh, yeah?
Was it a game about a spacecraft? You're like a mothership, and you launch all these little baby ships.
Do you think that the people who made that game believe that the secret of designing a game that is fabulously financially successful is just to name it Craft?
Yeah. Craft.
That Cellcraft game wasn't very good.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been okay.
Biologies.
But it was kind of boring.
Yeah. I would know something about amino acids after playing it, but I don't.
Gymcraft. Which was pretty fun. What other craft games have there been?
I can't think of any others.
Yeah, I can't either.
Except for the obvious ones. Yeah, fucking Minecraft, man.
So when do we get our multiplayer server?
What are we going to do? Talk about a multiplayer server so that a bunch of people who are listening can be like, I want to play on your multiplayer server, but we're not going to let anybody in. We're not going to let anybody in that we don't know in person.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
I would be really nervous about spending a lot of time on something that was a server that anybody could come on and just destroy it all.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a little nervous about a multiplayer server in general because I feel like that is very much under construction right now.
Yeah, it kind of is. And actually, I was looking at the wiki earlier, and apparently you can only have 3 simultaneous logins from the same IP.
Wow.
Which kind of sucks for us in the office.
Now that there are 4 of us.
Yeah.
Although, you know, at any given time, if there are 4 of us trying to play the game, we should be getting to work.
Yeah, anytime you try to log in to the Minecraft server and it doesn't let you because there are too many other people in the office logged into it, yeah, get to doing your job. Yeah, so that's all I've been doing is playing Minecraft and World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
That is it.
I started playing roughly 24 hours ago and probably have played 12 hours in the last 24.
You've got a problem. You're a kind of guy who can't really manage video game addictions.
Yeah, not really. I'm not very good at that.
I'm a little nervous.
I mean, I will just...
I was proud of you for not playing it.
I will just delete it is what I will probably end up doing.
I don't know. You're going to feel bad about deleting that sweet cave. Hot Stuff found a pretty sweet cave.
I found 2, actually, and I...
See, I'm at least learning things about building castles.
Yeah, I mean, all I have been doing is exploring. I happened to get a randomly generated world that was really, really compelling in terms of how it looked, and then I happened to stumble on this just gigantic cave system, which I've then spent, you know, 8 of the 12 hours just trying to wander around and, like, getting killed and trying to get back to my corpse before all my stuff disappears.
Are you making a map of it on hexagonal graph paper?
No. God, no. I have a good mental map.
You should make a 3-dimensional map on just sheet after sheet after sheet of graph paper.
Yes.
And update the map. Every time you dig out a cube, update the map to reflect that you've dug out that
cube. I have
this
really complicated, like, really long and twisty route down to the bottom, which I finally figured out, and then... there was, like, a waterfall at the bottom, and I was like, huh. And so I swam up the waterfall, and it, like, dumped me out, like, in the middle of the cave system, so there's this pretty sweet shortcut to the very bottom. Hmm. Pretty sweet.
We were investigating the whole thing is, like, cellular automata.
I mean, I think there's definitely, like, a physics that's sort of cellular automata style, but I don't know... They're not really automata.
I don't know. It seems like the way that trees work, there are just some rules for what happens to an individual cube. We have discovered some things about trees.
What did you discover?
Well, so leaves will decay if they are not attached to...
other leaves?
Well, no. They will decay if they're... if you just have a block of two leaves out in the air, they will decay. They will decay if they are not attached to wood anywhere. If you leave a single piece of wood in, even if it's floating in midair, it will... the leaves will stay there.
Okay.
If, as it turns out, the leaves are touching the ground at any point, then the whole contiguous block of leaves will fail to decay.
Huh.
So, like, if you have two trees growing, you can make giant trees with some tricks. Like, you can plant, like, say, three trees in a row, and then cut the left one and the right one, and if the leaves have grown out to where they're touching the leaves of the middle one, you now just have, like, a giant, like, a banyan tree.
Huh. Okay. Neat.
Yep. Which is, it's interesting to me that that's one of the few, like, those leaves are one of the few types of blocks that you can't actually craft with. You can't place leaves anywhere.
Yeah, that's interesting.
In the normal game. You can't pick them up. You can't turn leaves into a block. Unless there's a trick we don't know. Maybe you make a bunch of saplings.
Huh.
To a block of leaves. I doubt it. That would be really... that would be really inefficient.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, why is this game so... Why can you not stop playing?
We were discussing it, and it's like... it's got all kinds of really delicious, like, attributes to it. Like, it's got the exploration thing where... there is an, you know, a procedurally generated infinite world for you to explore if you want. There's the collection game where you're, like, gathering resources, and all of those resources have, well, most of those resources have, like, distinct utility in the game. There's, like, a neat sort of crafting game.
Although, interestingly, gold is useless, but I'm nearly as excited to see it as I am to see diamond.
I'm way more excited about diamond than gold.
Oh, definitely more excited to see diamond, but gold.
I've never encountered diamonds.
I have passed up gold.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've got enough of it that I've never done anything with.
I would like it in my game just to be able to build a bell for the sweet bell tower in my castle.
Golden bell.
You know, I feel like being able to adapting a currency to it would make it a lot more interesting, I think, for designing a map that was like a series of dungeons for other players to fight through or whatever. That is what I'm excited about.
I'm really hoping, that the adventure mode and the ability to... I like to compare it to the Myst games, because the potentiality of making an elaborate world filled with buildings and puzzles and scenery and stuff, and then distributing it to other players to explore is kind of awesome.
Well, you say that, like, I mean, Myst was a very heavily authored kind of thing. I don't know that there was anything procedural.
No, but he's talking about building a map.
Yeah, I'm
setting
talking,
it up for other people to go into.
Would you disable the the random and monsters and stuff like that? Like,
probably not.
Huh? Because I mean, I think that has a major impact on how a player's going to be able to interact with the game, right? Because you have to... whatever challenges that the creator has set forth, there's all these random and really dangerous, like, wandering, spawned creatures and stuff.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it's just... same as when you're playing normal mode, you just know that you're risking your shit if you don't go back in the house when night comes, you know?
He did a pretty good job of making it, like, pretty scary to be outside, but survivable.
Yeah, yeah.
At night. I'm pretty impressed with this game so far, and the thing about it is that it has such, like, incredible potential. You know, like, I think it could be pretty handily screwed up, and I think it could, on the flip side, it could turn into something that's just really, really awesome, you know?
I've not seen anything that leads me to believe that he's going to screw it up, but I am a little scared. Yeah. I'm a little scared that I'm going to build something, given the set of rules that existed when I built it, and then one day I'm going to log in, update the client, and everything will just collapse into a heap of rubble.
Yeah. I'm concerned that, like, somehow it will have some of the same problems that KOL has had, where, like, it will spiral into kind of a crazy complexity that is that begins to be unappealing.
And there will be some really core feature that is so buried in weird obscurity that you sort of had to be there for the rollout to understand, or to be like signposted to the fact that it's important or whatever.
I don't know.
You know what? I haven't just been playing World of Warcraft and Minecraft. I've also been playing Twilight Heroescraft.
Yeah, talk about the rollout of the Sword of Ascension mechanic.
Yeah, they rolled out a Sword of Ascension mechanic. I talked about it a little bit on Monday, I think. But it's... Have you guys messed with it at all lately?
No.
You never had an account at all, huh?
No.
It's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. It's one thing that I've noticed is that so far, all of the quests are just go somewhere and kill stuff. Like, basically every quest was solved either by doing exactly what the quest journal told me to do or just by fighting in a zone. And I like that. You know? And sure. I've been talking about, you know, simplifying some of the early KOL quests to eliminate, like, one thing, and with the new tutorial that I've been working on, I got rid of some of the more convoluted bits that are really not that important in the grand scheme of things. And the idea of kind of simplifying the basic operations of play, leaving the complexity there for people who want to seek it out, but, like, if you want a game where you just do what this thing tells you to do, and then, you know, you can make it through it. You know, I think there's definitely some value in that. I have not yet made it through an entire run of Twilight Heroes. I feel like it's going to take a while because it's starting to get a little bit grindy at the higher levels. He apparently changed the experience curve quite a bit. And so I don't know. I found myself, like, yesterday I was like, this is really frustrating. I just spent an entire day's worth of turns getting halfway from level 7 to level 8, and I don't get a new quest until I hit level 8. But then, for whatever reason, that didn't end up being the case. And I don't remember why. I made it to level 8, got a quest, and then I'm pretty sure I finished the quest.
Is absolutely every quest just a single zone type of situation?
As far as I remember, yeah. There's several, like, optional quests. There's a bunch of non-main storyline quests, the ones that you don't get from... the ones that you don't get from your, like, police department contact. Yeah, I don't think that there's been anything particularly complicated at all. Well, you know what? Oh, no, that was also optional. I was thinking of something that was kind of convoluted, and I remember doing it the first time I played and being like, wow, I would never figure out how to do that this time around. But that turned out to be an optional side quest also. Something that makes me really want to do is revamp the Hanks interface, because I will think, well, I've got all these items in storage, and I really need, like, better gloves. What do I have that are gloves? And then I'll look and be like, oh, there's, like, 1,000 items in here. One of the goals that I had when I was playing Twilight Heroes pretty regularly was to just have at least one of every item that you could get readily. And so I just, you know, there was stuff that I knew was useless, but I never got rid of it because I just wanted it to be there in case I wanted to, like, you know, experiment with new recipes or whatever. And, so, like, looking at that interface and thinking, all right, I know I got some good gloves in here somewhere. What the fuck are they called? And just having no idea. And then just be like, you know what? Whatever.
Having to remember absolutely everything.
Yeah. In a game with thousands of items, but I feel like is...
You know, it's kind of cool that looking at that and, like, thinking about KOL, you're like, we need to fix this in KOL. Like, I guess...
Well, I mean, it's my job, man.
No, I know.
Every
but
time
it's...
I play any video game, I think about how can I steal the stuff from this
I
and
know.
Put it into
KOL. I think that's cool. So I think, you know, the next thing is sell you that automata.
Yeah.
KOL.
Wait, I know. We'll make it so you can plant mushrooms.
Yes.
And they'll grow according to complicated rules.
Cool.
Yeah. We should make it happen really slow. People like things that they have to wait for.
Yeah, I think that is true. Like Crimbo.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yawning. Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, you guys. Sorry, listeners. So have you done anything? You had a whole week since the last show. You had 6 days in which you weren't playing Minecraft at all. Did you do anything during those 6 days?
Besides playing Minecraft? Like, that was the highlight, really. No. Yeah, I mean, I did a variety of things. I went, you know, rock climbing, and I,
You went on a hike?
Went on a hike.
Did you enjoy getting in shape?
Yeah, it was all right. I've now hiked Camelback Mountain like 10 times, probably.
What about you, Riff? How many times have you hiked Camelback Mountain?
Zero times.
Oh.
It's fun. It's still fun every time I go.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Like, is it really?
I do like it.
So it's fun. You would say that it is fun to hike up a mountain.
Yes.
Not that it is rewarding, but that it is fun.
I have fun doing it.
You enjoy...
I enjoy the process.
Do you enjoy climbing a ladder?
No. I enjoy climbing a wall and a mountain, but not a ladder. I don't know what distinguishes those two from...
Do you enjoy walking up a city street that is uphill?
No.
Okay. So...
I was going to say, it depends on where I go, but
so you like walking uphill if you can't see a lot of buildings. What about the points on the trail up Camelback where you can see a lot of the city? You can see even more buildings that way.
That's reasonably pleasant.
What about a city street that was uphill that had been freshly bulldozed, so you had to move out of the way of a bunch of boulders that were strewn across?
Oh, that were actively rolling down the hill?
No. Just sitting there.
That would become less like a street. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I feel like maybe in the city...
Well, I think what it is that you're lying about enjoying it.
No, I think I don't actively enjoy it. I think I appreciate the fact that we have things like vehicles to transport us in cities, and it seems silly to walk up gigantic hills. I mean, I'm thinking of San Francisco in particular, and some of those hills are daunting.
Yeah, they were kind of ass. Yeah. There were a lot of unpleasant walks.
I have enjoyed walking...
Plus the altitude.
...outside of cities, like, when they're wooded. So...
What if you had a pair of virtual reality goggles...
Yes.
...that turned walking in a city into walking in whatever environment you wanted?
Huh.
And so, say, whenever... It could be programmed to interact with the environment and be responsive so that if you were about to walk out in front of a bus...
Right.
...what you would see is a...
Dragon.
...as a bear. No, this would be boring virtual worlds, not like...
Like outside?
Yeah, it's not like...
Real world?
I mean, it's like, oh, sweet, I finally made it to the wizard's cavern, and then you take off your helmet, and it's like, oh, fuck, I'm just at work again.
Huh. That'd be kind of cool, actually.
It would only work once, though. You'd only be excited to show up at the wizard's cavern once, and then you'd be like,
whoa.
Fucking wizards, that's boring.
But then maybe it would be
wizards
different every day.
Wizards is where I just sit in a cubicle and
I'm a Viking.
Smell different paint samples all day. Because in this story, you have a job which involves you sitting in a cubicle smelling paint samples.
Sure.
Because your job is to evaluate paint for how it smells, and then maybe write that down on a typewriter.
Maybe write that down. Have you considered maybe writing this down?
Data Vortex had written to the Twitter and said, this is a friendly reminder to get your Marriott rooms for Dragon Con at 5 a.m. Phoenix time in order to avoid massive suck.
Yeah,
Hot Stuff is going to still be up playing Minecraft at 5 a.m.
So I think I might nap before then and wake up early. I have an alarm set. I actually have two alarms set to do that.
But apparently
they were gone within minutes last year, so it's possible that even with my efforts, they will not. It will not happen.
I'm going to go ahead and put my vote on the pile of votes for the proposition resolved that the new Twitter interface is kind of a fucking mess.
I haven't looked at it yet.
I switched to the old one because what the new one was presented. What the new one presented to me when I loaded it up to look at the stuff that people had sent in was just a blank screen. And I think maybe there was a tiny div, like an inch by 2 inches, where all of the content of the page was piled on top of itself. Switching back to the old view kind of worked.
Where is the... Is it at mentions? Is that what we want?
Yeah.
I don't know that this is fundamentally different than...
It is if it stops working. It is if anything doesn't work properly, it's like you'll mouse over something and then half the page will disappear, presumably making room for something to load that was failing to load or whatever. I don't know.
We have tweeted 1,430 times.
Cool.
We've recently been listed in Stuff. That's a useless name for a list, don't you think? A list of Twitter account
Stuff.
Called Stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe they were talking about you.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe it's all lists relating to me.
Yeah. There are a lot of those. I know you have you're big on Twitter.
I'm big on in making lists.
Oh yeah, you are good at making lists.
I have a bunch of lists.
You make a lot of them.
I was showing someone, I have a list of like movies I want to watch, and then I check them off, and then they're still like in that electronic list, and I have like 250 movies that I've watched in the past like year and a half. It's kind
of
ridiculous.
You watch a lot of movies.
I do watch a lot of movies.
Instead of working.
Instead of
working. You play a lot of Minecraft.
Minecraft the movie.
Instead of working. Oh, if they made a movie of Minecraft, you would never leave your room.
That's true. I'd just watch it on repeat.
You know what you could do? You could just watch a bunch of YouTube videos of people showing off their Minecraft creations.
Yeah.
Some of them are cool.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a roller coaster, and I saw someone build a cannon.
A roller derby.
I've not seen a roller derby.
Giant, sort of mean, tattooed women made out of individual blocks of stone.
I saw people who had loaded stuff in from, like, CAD programs, which...
That's cheating.
Like, cheating. Although, as much as it's cheating, it's also kind of amazing to see the Enterprise at full scale in the game.
I guess.
You know, it's pretty cool.
Sure. But, I mean, it's at that point, it's like, okay, well, you're using Minecraft as a display, right?
He's going to go in and, like, turn it into a ship.
No, he's not.
Okay.
Maybe he is. I don't know. He might. It didn't have the nacelles.
Yeah, that was weird.
Screw that.
It's like a major problem.
He's going to have to make a whole bunch of... He's going to have to mine out a whole bunch of diamonds to give the blue color.
God. I think it was because he was mainly... He mainly just did the deck structure and the nacelles don't have any decks.
Screw that. That's maybe what's important to his dorky ass. I want to see the whole ship if I'm going to see the ship.
Dork ass fit in a cave.
The warp nacelles are the coolest part of the Enterprise. That's it. You heard it. I said it. That's right. That's what I believe.
Did you think it was annoying when they, in the Next Generation, when they had the separating saucer section?
No, that didn't really bother me.
It seemed kind of lame to me.
Like a gimmicky?
Yeah. Like... If it can function as like a ship... Without all the life support, or not with all the like the crew quarters and stuff like that, why don't they just have a smaller ship?
Well, the back part is where the warp drive is.
No, I know, but
I don't think it could warp. I think it could. It was limited to impulse.
But the saucer section would fly away. But then the other part had like all the weapons and the engines and stuff like that. But like, why wasn't that just the ship? Why do they really need the saucer section? They don't need all those people. I mean,
they needed school teachers.
Yeah, they've got like schools and they've got like all this stuff going on.
Well, no, they needed it because you couldn't expect a dude to be away from his wife for 5 years. So they let people take their families. Which totally makes sense, given that nothing dangerous ever happens to them, right? Like, that's totally something that an enlightened government organization would allow, is, like, taking women and children out.
I think that's genderist and ageist.
Basically, it's a situation where every week hundreds of people are put in mortal peril that they don't know anything about and can't do anything about.
So, I mean, potentially that's would be the same if they were at home. They might be in mortal peril and not know about it.
I mean, I guess the people who lived on Deep Space Nine had a similar... Although I think there was less mortal peril... Peril. Mortal peril.
Mortal apparel.
I work for mortal apparel. Yeah. We just have pictures of naked dead chicks on our website. Well. Yeah. You guys are pretty enthusiastic about this.
About what?
Anything.
What are you talking about?
Talk about something. You can't expect me to carry the damn show all the time.
Yes, we can. It's your show.
God damn it.
your name's on it.
My name's only on the files, and that's a relic. It's really the Riff Show.
Aw, shucks.
So, I'm going to...
So, take it away, Riff.
I'm going to take a break while you do the show, Riff.
What's weird is I can see Riff at his computer, and then I can see him again on his pegboard because he has a mask that is his face. Horrible.
I thought you were going to say what's weird is that you can see Riff at his computer, and you can see Minecraft reflected in Riff's glasses.
I'm not even playing Minecraft.
Oh. Minecraft is pretty fun.
What I'm doing is looking at the webpage for the Painterly texture pack for Minecraft.
The what?
The Painterly texture pack.
Painterly.
Yeah, painterlypack.net. it changes the textures into slightly more nice-looking stuff, and there's... The website has a customizer, so you can choose which of the various options you want before you download the resource files.
Huh. And then you just replace your own resource files with those?
Yeah, I guess so.
Then if you did that on a multiplayer server, would it download the new textures and show them?
I imagine that it is only client-side, but I don't know that for certain.
I think that I prefer vanilla. I like my Minecraft like I like my women. In the missionary position. Like, constantly, just waiting for me. That's what I want them to do all the, like, 24 hours a day.
Is just wait for you?
They can sleep when I'm not there. Yeah, just wait for me in the missionary position. Huh. With them on top. It's not the missionary position with them on top.
What if they're preaching?
Okay, right, the missionary position. Standing in front of a group of hapless natives. Trying to, get them
teach
to
them about
give
sex.
You their money and stop wearing rubbers. Because the hapless natives, they tend to... Condoms are one of the first things that people invent. Condoms come way before religion. In the Civilization 5 tech tree. I also played a little bit of Civilization 5, I guess. I get kind of a boner for Civilization every once in a while, and then I play a couple games of it, and then I'm just like, you know, I'm done with this. It's not like a lifestyle. It's not something I can adopt into a part of my nutritious breakfast. What are you guys looking at? What are you doing? Why are you talking? Jesus, this is hard.
I'm trying to figure out how to get back to the @ASEM thing on the Twitter. This interface is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a mess. I told you. You didn't believe me. You went to it and you were like, this doesn't look like such a mess. Then you tried doing anything. I got into some mode where all of the menu got replaced with a different menu, and I had no idea how to get back to the original menu.
I think, okay, so there's one menu up on the black bar, and then there's a separate tab.
Why does it have to be a black bar, Hot Stuff?
It doesn't have to be, it just is.
The office troll wrote into the Twitter, ran into a cute redhead who works in the library and plays KOL. She recognized my shirt. I got her handle and will brick her later. That's what I like to hear.
Hot. Cute redhead librarians playing KOL.
Happens. Eccentric Ohm says, I totally feel Scully's poor people buying iPhones thing. For example, my grad student buddy with no stipend who can barely feed herself.
It's also tilde I.
Tilde I exclamation point U. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Some sort of weird smiley. It's like a guy...
I sort of bang you?
Winking. Huh. Okay. I sort of bang you. What's the bar, though? It's not really an eye. It's like a pipe.
Oh. I sort of pipe bang. Pipe
sort
bang.
Sort of I bang you. Okay. No, it is an eye. I can't see anything, man.
I thought it was funny that you got retweeted, like, a week later...
On the Mobius stripper joke.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
What was that?
He said, man...
Not only do you never post to the Twitter... Well, you know what? Never mind. I'm not going to complain about that anymore because that earwax vagina thing was retarded. You don't even read it anymore, Riff. Maybe we need one of those scrolling LED signs. Nah, you just start ignoring it.
Have you been... Because I feel like I've been seeing posts you've been making. Did you stop directing your Twitter posts to your old Jick Tumblr?
You know, it constantly...
That was how I had been reading it.
It constantly stops updating it.
Is that something that can happen? That sentence?
What?
Constantly stop?
Yeah, it constantly stops.
Okay.
It stops.
Can it only stop?
Over
can it
and
only
over
stops?
Again, no matter what I do.
Stops all the time? Stops.
It consistently... That feature consistently turns itself off.
Okay.
I remember somebody making fun of me in high school for saying the word constancy.
But that's a word.
I know. They said, you mean consistency. And I'm like, no, I mean constancy. I don't mean the property of being consistent. I mean the property of being constant. And they were like, that's not a word. You're dumb, dummy.
And then you went on to become a humorist and writer, and they went on to clean garbage cans?
I don't know. Probably not. They probably went on to have a wife and kids and a fine life. They're probably happier than I am.
I don't know if that's true.
Nah, I don't either. I don't even remember who it was, so I can't even check.
Do you consider yourself happy?
No, not really.
Wow, really?
I don't know. Maybe I am.
What are you lacking that you are unhappy about?
I never get enough work done.
You are stressed out all the time.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
No matter how much work I get done, it's not enough. Every once in a while, I would say there's one day every 2 weeks where I go home and I think, ah, that was a good day. I got a lot of work done today. But then there's a lot of days where I just agonize over shit.
Is that the
shit.
Only metric by which you judge your happiness?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm happy when I...
When you decide not to work, I feel like you then do things that are fun and enjoy them and don't feel guilty about it.
Yeah, that's
probably true. You have to make the conscious decision.
I have to make
the
conscious decision to decide not to work, which I hardly ever do.
Yeah, which is pretty rare.
So yeah, it's kind of hard for me to enjoy myself, like, in general, because I feel like I should be working.
Huh.
But, yeah, I don't know. You know, I like, say, watching a newborn baby chick scrabble for bits of grain. That makes me happy. I was just trying to imagine things that make people happy and say them. I don't know if that's true. I'm happy when I put together Star Wars Lego sets.
Sure. Were you working on Legos? You were working on Legos the other day.
Yeah, I put together the Rebel Blockade Runner, the Tantive 4.
Tantive?
Yeah, I don't know. That was what it was called.
Was it ever referenced in the movie?
I don't think so. Probably not.
Huh.
I don't know, maybe there was a sign on the outside that said Tantive IV.
Do you think that
it never ran any blockades either?
They christened spaceships with champagne bottles in the ancient past.
What would happen with carbonated champagne in a vacuum?
I don't know.
I think it would just sit there, because the bubbles wouldn't rise.
But they would probably come out of solution, right?
Do you think?
Well, because your blood boils if you are exposed to the vacuum
intense
of space.
Heat.
No, the vacuum of space.
If somebody sticks an IV and injects lava into your veins, your blood boils. That's what you're saying.
It doesn't turn into obsidian.
That'd be cool. No, it wouldn't. That would be terrible. If all of your blood were suddenly replaced with obsidian.
It would probably look really cool, though.
Well, if all your blood was replaced with obsidian and then moved outside of your body,
well,
I feel like it would just look like a dude suddenly falling over.
Well, but you probably wouldn't fall over. You would probably just be stuck there, and then you
it depends
decay,
if you were standing up and stable.
You would decay, and then
you'd end up like a skeleton inside a sort of cage of obsidian.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be pretty cool.
It would take a long time for it to look cool, though, is what I'm saying. Like, you'd have to...
I think it would... Depends on the environment. It could be a couple months.
No.
Yes. Animals are, in the wild, strip clean in, 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, if you become a skeleton in 2 weeks.
Skeletonized in a couple weeks.
Huh.
It depends on the environment. I mean, not in the desert, necessarily, but in the forest.
In the desert, I feel like if animals don't get to you, you just kind of get mummified.
You can be, yeah, if bacteria doesn't set in and stuff.
What about if you're in a river filled with piranha? I think you last a long time there.
Yeah, probably.
Because piranha are known for how long it takes them to skeletonize different things.
Yeah, and water is a preservative.
I never did see Piranha 3D.
That's sad.
I know. I was really looking forward to some boobs and some carnage.
I went and saw Inception again at the drive-in.
Yeah,
this past
how was
weekend.
That?
It was good. The second viewing didn't really... I was still angry at the same parts. It didn't really solve anything for me.
You were angry at the draw a maze in 30 seconds that takes me a minute to solve?
No.
Or whatever?
I was angry at the... This is a bit of a spoiler, so if you haven't seen it yet, close your ears.
Beep!
If you have no gravity, if you're in free fall on one level and you go one level down, there's no gravity in that level. Then if you go another level down, suddenly there's gravity again. Makes no fucking sense.
I'm guessing there's some rule.
The rule is it didn't make any narrative sense for the story, and so they didn't do anything about it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of letting the physics determine the story.
It would be really hard to drive a snowmobile in zero gravity.
Yes, it would.
Well, I mean, not necessarily. Like, you could divide, if you had a tube that was the exact size of a snowmobile, it would be very easy to drive a snowmobile in zero gravity.
Oh, sure, because you'd have the friction against the side of the tube.
Yeah.
Sure. What if you were in a frictionless, gravityless space?
I don't think it would... I think it would be impossible to ride a snowmobile.
Yeah. Would you be able to even stay on the snowmobile?
Well, is the snowmobile frictionless, or is the space frictionless?
Everything is frictionless.
Everything is frictionless.
Yeah,
So
I wasn't imagining a frictionless snowmobile.
So, like, the individual atoms of your body would just fall apart.
I don't think we're held together by friction.
What? Yes, we are. Oh, man, you'd never be able to masturbate.
We're mostly held together by, what, van der Waals?
Rubber bands?
Yeah.
I'm mostly held together by Evander Holyfield.
He does hug you a lot.
Yeah.
It's weird.
No, it's weird. The delicate obsidian understructure of my body would explode outwards if it wasn't for the regular hugs by Evander Holyfield.
He just kind of squishes you all back into place.
Yeah, there's a lot of kinetic energy that's building up. There's potential energy that's building up, and he retightens the obsidian spring that is my circulatory system. I didn't write the rules, man.
This conversation has taken a strange, strange turn.
I'm beginning to think this is all a dream.
It's possible.
Somebody kill yourself, so if we can tell. Send me a sign.
Just fall over backwards in your chair.
Do you think that would kill you?
No.
Oh, I see.
I was trying to provide
you weren't saying
kick.
Kill yourself by falling over backwards in a chair. Like, fall on your sword. No. That's C.D. Moyer's job. When it's time for someone to fall on his sword, we send C.D. Moyer.
Also, where do you get that sweet sword?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've got a sword that probably wouldn't kill me if I fell on it. It's not very sharp.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Probably hold me up.
Better.
It'd probably just be like a weird tripod where the third leg was not my third leg, but a sword kind of poking me painfully in the soul.
Yeah,
places.
I was going to say, it might not kill you, but you'd be standing there going, ow.
Would it make
ow,
you stronger?
Ow.
It looked pretty cool, though. We should take a picture of that. See? This is Jick, mid-fall on his sword.
Mid-fall?
It is mid-fall. Boy. I'm to look at questions. I will look at questions. During the break, I need to finish the item of the month.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah, I think I can do it. Okay. I think I can do it in, like, 10 more minutes.
You did the arts?
I did. And Scully got all the writing done, and I just need to transmit the writing into a document of codes.
Okay.
I need to type the code. I need to write. Right now, the code just has a bunch of placeholder messages about the sweet goblin familiar. He gobbles sweets.
Do you think it's important to talk about any of the changes, the one change we had to
for us to talk about?
Yeah.
Them? Do we think it's important to tell the people?
Players.
I'm surprised you didn't Trivial update it.
Yeah, I thought about it, but I wasn't sure.
You don't tend to do that.
Well, and I also wasn't sure if we would change our minds or whatever. I didn't want to.
Beefy bodyguard bats are no longer bosses.
Which I don't know what, if anything, that's going to do.
I don't know that it's going to really do much of anything. I'm sure that it ruins it. It takes away some strategy that was the only thing that made some specific subset of gameplay tolerable, like any change.
Because it was we had done it in an attempt to prevent that zone failure message,
which it never did work. It never achieved its stated goal.
So,
Azarufan1 asked if the item of the month would be late. No, it won't.
Not if you work.
Yeah, I think it should be fine. The upstairs Frank asked if Con was purely awesome. I think Con, it's pretty safe to say it was purely awesome. Nothing happened at Con that was not awesome.
Okay, so Ira Glass writes, no, I don't think it's a real Ira Glass. Maybe it is a real Ira Glass, but it's not the famous, as made famous by NPR Ira Glass. Says, okay, so how it was explained to me is that your inner ear fluid isn't moving while you're floating, but it is while you're falling.
Hmm.
So, weightlessness in your dream is due to
acceleration of your inner ear fluid.
But it was, I thought it was the fact that they were in free fall, which meant that there was no gravity for them.
Yeah, like, I think that it is, I think that they did not think through the physics of that very carefully.
I mean, I don't know if falling feels appreciably different than being in free fall, right? Than being in zero gravity.
Well, I mean, that's, they simulate zero gravity and free fall in an airplane, so it, I think it is as close to zero gravity as you can get, right?
I don't know.
Once you reach terminal velocity, at least, which they don't really in the jump fall off the bridge. They're still accelerating the whole time. So it would, they probably actually would have had hypergravity instead of no gravity. Yes.
You know what? It's just a movie. You should probably just relax. I know. For a movie that's so concerned with its own rule set to the point where they will say,
rules.
Here's a half an hour of us just explaining the rules.
Yeah. They spent a lot of time talking about the rules.
Yeah, they really did.
But I even on a second viewing, I was not as bothered by the exposition as you were, I think.
Yeah. It always, clumsy exposition is like my least favorite thing. That's why I disliked
a lot. Tell me more about it.
Firefly of Tweedle.
You didn't like Firefly because of the clumsy exposition?
No. What am I talking about?
The movie.
Serenity. Tourette's. Tourette'sity.
Tyrannity?
Exactorate says, would you like to reduce the amount of tears in the Exactorate household? My girlfriend is pissed off about mariachi pants for some reason. She said something along the lines of, mariachi pants from the sewers are not funny or useful. Then she cried. If you were to fix this zone, you'd be helping her appreciate the humor in the game. Not only that, but you'd be preventing many fork-related auto-mutilation accidents in the speed-ascending partners' communities. Above all else, you'd be helping me get a good, solid meal tomorrow.
That's a weird...
He must be hungry to have talked about meals and forks...
But it's also weird because I feel like mariachi pants are a thing that might not be around.
Yeah.
In the way that they normally have been in the past. For much longer.
Yeah, I wonder about, like, I wonder if the sewer really has any place anymore. Like, is there anything good about it? It's like a source of some particular items, but it's...
But there's a better source in the woods for most of them.
For most of them, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's entirely possible that that will go away. The starting gears, I'm changing the starting gear around quite a bit. Well, not quite a bit. I'm changing a handful of things.
Yeah, some classes get explosives now. And some get first aid kits. And some of them get sniper rifles.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I was trying to think of, like...
Because we've just been playing a lot of Team Fortress 2. And yeah, okay, all right. I've never played even 1 second of Team Fortress 2, and I don't think you have either.
I haven't either.
I was trying to think of... I was like, is he making a Team Fortress 2 joke? Why do I get that?
What? I was basing it off of the classes I had seen pictures of.
You took a class about Team Fortress 2?
I did.
That's weird.
No.
Did you get credit? You got credit towards a pre-med degree? College is bullshit these days, man. Just sit at home and play video games. Get it, and then suddenly you're a doctor.
You know what they call the person with the lowest grades who graduates from medical school, right?
Doctor.
Doctor, yeah. Yeah, that was it.
The person with the lowest grades in medical school still knows a million times as much about medicine as I do. You know? It's like, there have to be shitty doctors, so you'll appreciate the good ones.
I mean, I'm a pretty shitty doctor.
Like, for every doctor that lets you die, there's one that will, like, super-duper keep you alive.
Super-duper keep you alive?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, and then you'll be really
happy.
Even
more alive.
And you'll be
before.
Glad that you've died so many times because of malpractice. So that you can appreciate the contrast in being super duper alive.
Do you think you would ever wear a malpractice suit?
It's just made out of like needles and barbed wire.
Pairs of scissors that have been left inside people.
Ouch.
Like surgically, not like just up their butts. We arrived at a kind of a joke.
coming back from the restaurant where Nightmare was talking about it. The gist of it is that both the population at large and this hot dog, 80% assholes. I didn't actually have a hot dog when I said that, but it was funny to imagine that I had a hot dog. It's really always funny to imagine that I have a hot dog. I was just imagining it.
Were you thinking of a hot dog?
Imagine
salad?
Just sitting here. Imagine that I was sitting here doing this recording and I had a hot dog. How is that in any reality? How is that not funnier?
It is pretty comical.
But just imagine, I turn to you, Riff, I grin, and I hold up a hot dog.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Now, if it was a salad...
You're literally just talking about having it. You're not talking about having eaten it or...
Yeah, yeah, no. Just having a hot dog in my hand.
Just as a prop.
Hot dog, handful of hot dog.
Hot dog hand grenade?
We had some delicious Flammkuchen last night.
It was.
That we did.
The pretentious artist cooked a lot of Flammkuchen.
Like a dozen of them. It's kind of crazy.
Still wasn't a whole lot. I mean, there were like 10 people eating, and it wasn't like there was too much food.
There were like 8.
There were 10. Nightmare's fat enough to be 2 people.
Oh, okay.
And
it's like 9,
my
I think.
Balls.
And
had,
your balls.
My balls had their own place.
And your balls.
And my axe. Riff's axe. Riff's axe was there. It didn't eat anything, but it made us set it up a plate. Like for Elijah.
Elijah Wood?
Yeah,
you know,
Elijah Wood.
He asked me if there was anything I didn't like food-wise, and I thought he was kind of joking, so I said anchovies, which I don't particularly like. But if I had known that he was actually going to cook something, I would have actually told him
food,
some things that I don't like.
That you didn't like onions, because every single one of those things was just covered with onions. Yeah, I don't normally like onions, but they were fine.
I don't dislike.
What's wrong with you guys?
I don't dislike onions, but. There is one state that onions get into that I just find repulsive.
Like Arizona?
Yeah. It is the half-cooked sort of, like, they're not crunchy anymore, and they're not, like, so cooked that they're, like, just completely, textureless. They're, like, in this middle ground where they're, like, they've got that sort of acrid onion flavor and then, like, just kind of, like, half-mush, half-crunch. It's just disgusting. It's super, super, super gross.
Half-mush, half-crunch.
Yeah, because there's like they have some texture, but it kind of like, yeah, it's just gross. They're like almost chewy.
I don't know, man. Mad Surgeon wrote into the forum post, "What's next on the chopping block for delay removal? The airship? Will we see it soon? Boy, I don't know. I guess I only have like a week or two.
Airship, I think.
Airship is probably the easiest one because we've decided how we're gonna make that happen.
Yep, I think that is a likely candidate. And that'll give you another."
4 weeks.
Couple weeks, yeah.
Yep. The Gap in the Plot asks, favorite flavor of soup? Well, I like a Manhattan-style clam chowder.
That's what I would guess if I had to pick one for you.
I like a French onion.
I don't like a French onion.
You know, what it has are these onions that are kind of half-cooked.
In this weird state that's like half
cheese melted all over the top. Goddamn.
You just eat some cheese.
I mean, cheese by itself is good, but it's even better...
No.
Cooked into something.
I like
cheese by itself is good enough. Just like a lady.
Vegetable soup. I like chicken soup.
I don't need my ladies to
chicken
be cooked.
Chicken corn chowder is really good.
Ew.
It is.
No.
You eat it cold and directly from the can.
Yeah, that's gross.
That's how
Riff.
You
What's
know it's good.
You?
I think you eat
I wouldn't
it without
do that
a spoon.
If it wasn't good.
I think you just like open the can and just sort of tip it back.
You would just drink it. You would drink it if it were viscous, liquid enough.
If it were that liquid, I probably wouldn't enjoy it.
You'll also do that with garlic salad dressing.
I don't... Well, I mean, I taste it. I won't drink a whole bottle of vinaigrette salad dressing.
When you say taste, what does that mean?
It's like half a shot.
Yeah. That's pretty gross, man. But you, Hot Stuff, cannot talk because I'm pretty sure that you would just drink the vinegar from pepperoncinis.
No. It has to be in the pepperoncini. I wouldn't just drink
it. You have to drink it out of a pepperoncini.
Yeah.
But you like the biggest pepperoncini filled with as much vinegar as possible.
Yeah. There's something about like...
So if there was a pepperoncini that was the size of your entire mouth...
No, I think that'd be too much. That you'd gag.
I guess if you bit into it, it wouldn't really splatter the way that makes you happy.
It's the satisfying, like, explosion.
So you would want one that was the size of your entire mouth, but then you would want your mouth to be three times as big.
Sure.
As it is.
I will drink Worcestershire sauce.
A peppercini the size of a basketball.
Worcestershire sauce?
You'll just do a shot of Worcestershire sauce.
I mean, I'll just sort of up in the bottle into my mouth and take a swallow.
Does it have the plastic thing in it?
It does.
Yep.
And that works out just fine.
The only thing that needs a plastic thing is hot sauce. Because that's a way for you to just, like, pretend that the hot sauce bottle is a shake weight and do a little spurt, one spurt at a time, onto your food.
Yeah.
What we used to do where I lived in college was that all of us would get a bottle of hot sauce and we would stand around this cracker and we would all shake some hot sauce onto the cracker.
That's so gross.
Yep.
Nobody should eat that cracker.
So that's my favorite flavor of soup. Soggy cracker hot sauce surprise. Reverend Noodleyson says, do you think you can make recording accordion thief songs a bit less annoying? No. He comes up with some suggestions for doing it, but no. That was like finally caving to something that people have wanted, and I'm going to do it my way. And it's going to be annoying. It needs to be something that only accordion thieves can do. That was a good way to do it. There needed to be some cost associated with it, and so having completed the Nemesis quest is a good cost. I like it. It's trivial to get there, right? You have to remember where the thing is. Is that randomized per?
No, it's always in the same place.
Okay. Blue Scream says, any plans for a Halloween event this year? Shivering Timbers was my favorite event so far. The thing about asking us about special event plans is that if you don't ask, like, the day before the thing would launch, then the answer is always going to be, I don't know, maybe.
And even if you do ask the day before, we might not know.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not ready.
We've got an idea for an event of some kind. It might as well happen around Halloween.
Yeah, we could try. We could shoot for.
Yeah, that's actually, I mean, thematically, it's a good thing. For shizzle.
It's a lot of work.
You say that, and I don't know how much it is.
You're right.
It might be a lot, it might not be. But we won't know until we try.
That's...
You know, if we... Okay, here's what we do. We take every action item. We represent it as a voxel. And then we scatter them around in some sort of, cartoony.
We give ourselves
universe.
A sort of figurative pickaxe.
Yes.
With which to make it through.
To do the work.
What do we put behind them? Naked ladies.
Yes.
Naked ladies behind the. All right, so I'm not allowed to see any naked ladies until I'm done with this.
Yes.
Halloween event.
Sure.
Which we've just decided is a Halloween event.
Sure.
How long will it last? Like a week?
At most. I mean, Halloween lasts only a day.
Yeah, but we usually... I mean, people like it when things last a week.
Yeah, I think a day is too short. I think 3 or 4 days might be enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, 3 or 4 or a week, somewhere in there.
Yeah. We gotta make sure and not just confuse the ever-loving fuck out of people who are new.
Your idea was pretty funny. And...
I like it.
It would not just be confusing to new players. It would be confusing to
everyone. I know. I think it would be fantastic. I think it would be... We have to tell Riff. We'll have to tell Riff about this idea.
You can do it during the break, which should happen momentarily.
Yeah, the break should happen now, actually, so that...
So you have time to do your thing.
Yep. I'm going to put in 10 or 12 or 12...
12 songs?
10 or 5 or 7.
12 songs is probably too many for the break. Unless they're all 1 minute long.
12 Descendant songs would be fine. There's like 11 or 12 minutes of songs. We'll see in a bit, and hopefully there'll be an item of the month done by the time we get back.
Let's hope so.
Yay.
And we're back, and we almost finished the work that we were supposed to do. Riff, while we're on the show, I'm going to need you to theme and describe that effect.
Well,
it's
okay.
Number 783.
Yep, I got it.
You guys
it.
Get
Here,
to listen to Riff
it.
Working.
They also get an insight into the number of effects in the game.
And it needs to be good. It needs to be good, Riff. If it's not good, you're fired. That's how I motivate Riff to do good work.
Yeah, I feel like the constant fear of being terminated is pretty good encouragement for everybody.
This familiar is really verbose.
Okay. Is that a problem?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess not. The writing is good. And there's a lot of it. It's just, I also have it, like, operating every round. Like, I'd forced it to operate every round for testing. And so, you know, it's always...
You're going to remember to take that out for everybody else?
On a day when it levels up, on a turn where it levels up, I did take it out. It was just for me. On a turn where it levels up, attacks, does the thing after combat, does the other thing after combat, and then gives you the thing, it's got six little familiar icons with output on it. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
People get mad. Yeah. People are going to be excited that we're finally reintroducing the hand turkey. Not actually kidding.
Kind of.
No, it's basically the hand turkey. What else is in that forum thread?
Just stick your hand in this thing.
Yep. Phoenix512 says, why does the Nemesis Quest Assassin adventure override the Dance Card adventure? It seems a bit unfair that you spend the four adventures there, and suddenly when you're supposed to get the Dance Card adventure, you fight an assassin. Well, you know,
assassins are dicks sometimes.
People who are
sometimes
trying to kill you don't tend to play fair, because otherwise it would be, they'd be less of like an assassin and more of like a chess challenger.
Think of them like the Spanish Inquisition.
I mean, it is trivial to not use dance cards while you're getting attacked by Nemesis Assassins, right? Like, yeah. Plus, C.D. Moyer already answered this question. Stop, and I shouldn't have rewarded this repetition of questions by answering it today. Damn it. Rewind.
You're getting angry.
Betrayer says, have you read the interview with the noob thread? I have not. I've been meaning to give it the attention that it deserves.
Yeah.
And I have been. Ha ha ho! Just kidding. I just thought of that as being a mean thing to say. I would like to listen to that show, I think, that radio thing that he did.
You know, we are currently in the process, or you in particular are currently in the process of rethinking the new player experience.
Yeah.
So
you got me second guessing a bunch of it, and then I'm dreading getting back to working on it because of having to restructure a bunch of stuff at the very beginning.
But it's just like two things.
It's super complicated as things go. It's like, it's a giant pain in the ass.
But it's a
it is a giant pain in the ass to switch it to the way that you want it to work.
Do you feel like it's better?
Maybe. I mean, I have no idea. The problem is I can't see it in my head. Like, the code is complicated to change it to the way that you want it to be, and I can't see it in my head. I don't know where anything is when you click on it. I don't know what it looks like when you go in there. Like, it's a mess. In my head, it's a mess.
I see.
And maybe you're right, but I don't know.
I feel like this is one of those things where if you sat down and just decided to do it, it would take you a half an hour.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like it's one of those things that I'm dreading so much that it'll put the whole thing off by a month.
That sucks.
I know. And the question is whether it adds enough value, right? It requires a bunch of shit to behave really inconsistently. It's like clicking on the campground suddenly does something totally different.
You know what you could do, though, is just fake the main map the first time or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like that's weird.
The player would have no idea what's going on.
Exactly. I'm worried that the player will have no idea what's going on. Like, right now, every time you click on that campground icon, it does the same thing, right? And that won't be the case anymore.
Except for the fact that it's not there sometimes, according to your scheme.
Right, which I think is fine. Like, I don't necessarily see a big difference between logging onto this game for the first time and seeing one icon versus another icon. I get that if you're only going to see one thing, it kind of makes thematic sense that it would be your campground.
Yeah.
But I don't... It's not set up for that, right? And setting it up for that is a bunch of changes and a bunch of work. And I don't... So, like, basically what Hot Stuff wants is instead of you being sort of funneled into where the tutorial is in the mountains, he wants me to add an initial step where all you see when you log on is the campsite, right? Whereas now the way I've got it in the new tutorial, all you see is the mountains, right? So the only thing that you can
do... There's no town, there's no campground.
The only thing you can do is go to the tutorial until he tells you about the campsite, and then you can go to the campsite, and then later on he tells you about town, and then you can go to town.
Once it's over. Once the tutorial is over.
Yeah. But... But I mean, there's no difference between the last step and the previous steps, right? Like, it's not, you know, at some point he tells you about town. But, and so Hot Stuff wants the campground to be there. You click on the campground and the bird says, hey, meet me over in the mountains, which I feel like is adding another step.
Yeah.
And the only benefit is that it makes slightly more sense once you know everything to have seen the campground first and not the mountains first.
That's not the only benefit. I mean, the benefit is that it makes sense, you know? Like,
but I don't think that it makes sufficiently more sense than the way it is now to fuck with changing. I mean, just because the campground link has to do something different the first time you go to it, right? It's like, oh, clicking on the campground, that's what I do to talk to this bird. Like, no, that's not what you do to talk to this bird. What you do to talk to this bird is go where the bird lives. Like, it's just, I feel like it's just confusing. Like, one thing that I hated about the initial experience was being able to get to the closet right away, because what the fuck is that ugly bullshit? What does all that shit mean? And so at least gating that behind a little bit of tutorial, so you've started messing with your inventory and stuff. You know, I mean, that was my problem with it. So you
already, like, the game already behaves differently when you first create a character than it does normally. Like, when you're normally playing, when you're past the tutorial, there's a bunch of things you can click on, and those things just aren't there when you make a new character. So, like, things are already acting unusual from what they will. So I don't think it's like...
But nothing changes. Nothing changes. No button that you're introduced to during the tutorial suddenly does something different.
You click on the mountains and there's nothing there except for this thing, and then later there will be a bunch of things there. I mean, that changes. But
adding items to a menu doesn't count as changing it.
Sure,
having
it
do something totally different, having it behave in a totally different way.
The very first time you click on it, it, like, gives you some intro text, which one of the things, like, it could be less clicks. It could be, like, click on this thing, and you get the option to end the tutorial right there if you want to, so that if you're making a multi or something like that, like, instead of having to click on a bunch of stuff, at first, like, you know, like, it could be very sort of...
There is no way to make the change that you want without adding clicks to the tutorial, right? Like, there's just not.
Sure.
So... saying
but I mean,
that it saves clicks is the opposite of a real argument.
No, it depends on what your point is. Like, if you already know what you want to do, right now it takes like 4 or 5 clicks to, like...
To do what?
To skip the tutorial.
No, it doesn't. It takes exactly 2 clicks to skip the tutorial.
You have to click on the mountains, then you have to click on the toot, and then you have to click on skip the tutorial. So that's 3. Right?
Okay, yeah.
So, like...
What you want is for the player to see the map with nothing but the campsite on it, click on the campsite, and not be taken to their campsite. Like, that's what you want.
Sure.
And that doesn't make... I feel like that's bad.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like it is like... I mean, I don't mean this like in actual ethical terms, but I feel like it is like dishonest. It is a failure. It is a failure of education.
I mean, you would be taken to your campsite. You would be taken to a version of your campsite where the toot is sitting on the quest log or something, like, you know. Like,
the thing is, I very much don't want that. I don't want the first thing you see to be the campsite, because the campsite is fucking ugly.
How is it fundamentally different than the mountains?
Because there are, like, 10 things to click on, all of which do shit that you
but
have
you
no idea what the fuck is going on.
You don't show them the same thing, the same way you just don't show the rest of the stuff in the mountains.
Like, so, but then it is identical. It is exactly the same, only it's an extra click where you suddenly have to move from the campsite to the mountains.
It isn't narratively at all identical. That's the thing. Like, your campsite is where you live. Like, starting where you live makes some sense. Starting... just being dumped into the game and being like, go to the mountains, just doesn't make any sense to me, you know?
I mean, a single sentence of, you arrive by hovercraft.
Sure.
And are dropped off in the mountains. I mean, it's... The whole point of the changes was to hide all of the ugly, confusing shit from somebody like your mom, who's trying to figure out what the fuck to click on.
She still wouldn't know what to click on, like, unless she had an arrow pointing at stuff. Like,
well,
she, That's the thing. Like, you're not going to fix it for her. She literally does not know what, like, she does not know to click on the icons on the map. Like, I don't, there, I think it is impossible
it
to
is impossible
it.
To fix it for somebody like her. Well, the problem, one of the problems, one of the really fundamental problems with the tutorial now is that it is possible to get yourself into a state where the game is not giving you any clue as to what you should do.
Sure.
Right? And that's no longer the case in the new one. And I don't know. You know, let's I don't want this to become a thing that we argue about until I lose interest in it and just don't do it. Right? And it's in danger of that because of this one really minor point, and I just don't, I don't think it is important enough.
Okay.
You know, it's like if I feel like this is an argument that we can have a week from now after it's already rolled out, and then we can evaluate it in the context of people having used the thing, and does anybody ever say anything about it being weird that you can... I mean, when you start playing World of Warcraft, is it weird? What the fuck is this church? You know, I don't think so. It's like,
what do you mean?
You're like, just here at this church, right? Like, why am I at a church? I don't live at a church.
What are you talking about? It starts with a cinematic that flies in over the terrain so you can see a bunch of shit, and then comes to your character. Like, it does a tremendous amount of work to give you a context for why you're there in this world and what's going on and everything. Like there's a huge amount of stuff that it does. It doesn't just dump you in a church and say, you know, go to the castle or whatever. Like, it, there's a bunch of stuff that it does to give you a context.
No, I don't think that having somebody click on a camp's... I don't think having somebody click on their campground and then go to a screen that is not their campground. Like, go to a screen with literally nothing on it.
You're clicking the mountains, and it's not really the mountains.
It is the mountains. It is the mountains. It is the mountains before you've unlocked a bunch of shit. It is not your campground. You don't have to unlock the shit in your... It is your campground before you have unlocked any of the stuff on your campground, which you do by having the bird teach you what it is.
I don't understand why you think it is so fundamentally different. And, like, I understand you're hesitant to redo a bunch of stuff that's already done. Like, that makes total sense. It sounds like it might be a bunch of work, and that's a totally valid reason. But, like, to me, it just makes a lot more sense to start where you would start, potentially.
But that's not what you're suggesting. You are suggesting starting you in a place that is like the thing where you live, but with none of the stuff available to click on.
But you could see it, maybe, or, like, I mean, there are ways to make it...
I think the first thing a player sees when they log on to the game should not be a bunch of shit that they can see but not click on. Like, that is the worst way to train them. Click on the thing on here that has a label on it. Right? Like, when you see the map, there's one thing with a label on it, and that's what you're going to click on. Right? And taking it, taking you to your campsite and just having a bird sitting in the middle of the campsite, as opposed to the bird starting where he lives, right, which is where you go every time you want to talk to him, I feel like is just, you go back to your campsite, you're like, wait a minute, where did all this shit come from? Why wasn't this here before? Right?
That, I mean, the same thing is going to happen in the mountains, though.
No, it's not. Okay. No, it's not. Because the reason that the Dungeoneers Association shows up in the mountains is because somebody fucking told you that it was there. The reason your campsite shows up is that somebody told you it was there. We are establishing the precedent that when somebody tells you something
Except
is there,
right
it
now,
shows up
that,
on your map.
Right now, that isn't the case. You can go to the tutorial and your campsite just shows up unannounced.
Okay, you're right, because if you do what you did, which was to deliberately try to fuck up the narrative flow, right, which is possible.
You just said you didn't want, like, you're trying to streamline it so that you can't put yourself in, like,
I think 99%. So basically the tutorial is broken into a whole bunch of things that you can do in any order, right? And if you go to learn about crafting before you go to learn about your campsite, because I don't want these things to all be dependent on one another necessarily, right? I don't want the tutorial to seem linear. I want it to seem like you're making choices, even though I know that almost everybody is going to do it in order, right? So you can get the campsite to unlock
with a bunch of shit in it that is all sorts of all these weird things, like your hippie stone and your, you know, bare spot of ground, and, like, I don't know, I don't remember if you
right, but the thing
the
is, the first time you go to it, it is what it is, right? It is not this weird situation where the first time you go to it is something entirely different than the next time you see it.
Okay.
Like,
I just feel like even if there is just the potential for it to be more confusing, it is not worth the benefit, because the benefit is one additional click for a totally trivial narrative element that I just don't think is important at all.
You never think the narrative is important, which is frustrating to me. Like,
okay, but I mean, I like.
But you don't. I mean, you don't. In every sort of event we do, or like.
And yet, I very frequently do stuff that a lot of people like.
No, I
know. You know, so I mean, just, it's like. God, this is why the fuck did this thing that I was so excited about turn into this bullshit? It is so hard not to blame this on you. I'm just kidding. It's not hard not to blame this on you. Because, I mean, I know you're coming from a place, and you got this look on your face like your feelings are hurt, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's just frustrating.
I was saying that to be funny.
If you just say, I'm just not going to do it, then fine. But don't, like, sit there and think about it and...
Don't get mad.
Like, if you don't find any value in it, then just say that and move on. Like, I guess I just don't understand what.
But I want.
Why are we having this conversation?
Because this is the thought process. This is the design process, right? Like, I haven't decided, right? I'm just telling you how I feel about it, and you're telling me how you feel about it, and this is how we
but we
do this stuff.
Except for the fact that it isn't design if nothing ever gets finished, because I sap all the joy out of it because we have these conversations. You know,
maybe
like,
you should try being less of a dick.
Dang,
you're not really being a dick. You're not being a dick. It's just it's weird. It's weird when we disagree because I like for us to be buddies. 12. Oh, I know. Let's put 12 of
campsites.
Something. 12 campsites.
And you have to choose the right one, or your character gets deleted. But they're all identical.
Yeah. You can mouse over them for some numbers that are a puzzle that Riff has designed. So if you solve that puzzle, you can figure out which campsite to click on without it getting deleted. I don't know. The thing that frustrates me about this is it seems like such a trivial thing that seems so important to you, and I can't figure out why it is so important to you. Yeah. Right? Because it just seems like there is this one tiny thing that is like more important to you than anything.
You've currently removed all context. Like right now, you're just dumped into the game, and I don't know
it
what
was
you're
always like that.
No, there's always been a sentence that welcomes you to the kingdom, and that you should click on. You should go to the tutorial in the mountains.
There still is.
When I created a character, there was nothing. It was just the main map. And I asked you about that
on your character pane. There is a sentence that says you should go talk
pane.
To the.
Okay, like, you're not necessarily going to see that. Like, there's a bunch, like, there's this main pane, which is just a map, and there's, like, it is totally unclear what to do. Like, I had no idea what to do.
There is a map with a single thing on it.
Okay. But there's also some, like, things to click on up above.
Okay.
There's, like, a chat pane on the right-hand side. Like, there are a bunch of things you can click on. You can, like, click on your, like, HP thing, which brings up the documentation.
Sure.
Like,
and all of these things have like a sentence written in a document on my desktop about what needs to be done with them, because I literally clicked on everything and adjusted the experience of clicking on everything in the tutorial until it was about where I wanted it. There are a handful of things that I need somebody else to rewrite, for instance. The chat pane, we got to figure out what we're going to do with the altar or whatever. But like, the point of this is that there's only one place to go. And it's like, all we're arguing about is, you're like, why is it the mountains? That doesn't make any sense. But why is it a bird? That doesn't make any sense.
It's a pun. That makes perfect sense.
Okay, but I mean...
Okay, so... You have replaced the, like, the sentence that was, like, surrounded by a yellow box that sort of really stood out with a tiny little sentence
it
in black.
It is trivial to put that back. I don't think that actually went away. I don't know if you logged on twice or what.
I mean, it was not there when I logged in. Like, that's, and like, and I mean, it's very.
We could also put a big flashing arrow pointing at the mountains.
Sure.
We could put it, you could make an animation that was an arrow, said, click here, and we could put it in the center of the map, pointing up and diagonally at the mountains.
Sure.
And I would be totally fine with that.
But
I think,
would they click on the icon that had the center?
They probably
here?
Would, and we would make it so if they clicked on the icon, it would take them to the fucking mountains anyway.
But see, then you're creating a situation where when that arrow isn't there, they don't know how to get to the mountains.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. This is hard.
Interface, it's hard. Interface design is...
Hot stuff, I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Difficult.
Oh, fuck, it's rollover.
Are we doomed?
I think we're doomed. Riff, did you finish that effect thing?
Yeah.
For what it's
worth. Ah, Christ. Somebody talk about something while I push this stuff.
I could talk about the sound of your fingers on the keyboard.
Talk about something good! All right.
Like blowjobs.
Oh God, I hope I didn't.
Blowjobs
get,
are nice.
I hope I didn't get anything. I hope I didn't fuck anything up here.
By pushing shit.
Pushing shit. Yeah.
Did C.D. Moyer fix?
He. I hope so.
Fight.
He. I hope so. Let's announce this. I really don't like it when the item of the month rolls out on Thursdays because it's always in the middle of the radio show, and
I'm guessing it happens probably
1/7 of the time.
Roughly.
Yeah. It happens about twice a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just doubly awkward because of rollover happening, like, literally while we have to be on the radio.
It is.
And you think it is weird to push something out, like, half an hour after rollover?
Yeah, I think people log on right after rollover on the first of the month expecting the item of the month to be there. And if it's not, they think that something is wrong. I think that the people who are, you know, waiting to give us money at the earliest opportunity, you know, like, I feel like it's better to give them what they want, right? If it's the difference between rolling it out now and rolling it out in a half an hour. Because we didn't say it was going to be late, because I thought it was going to be on time, and so I didn't say item of the month might be an hour late. I feel like if it is going to be at all late, like, that is something that we should take seriously as a responsibility. If it is going to be late, we should tell people that it's going to be late.
I see.
You know, the thing that strikes me while I'm working on this tutorial stuff is that all existing players will hate it. I am tempted to not even show it to them. I am very tempted from a technical standpoint to not allow people to go through the tutorial on their mains and just say, this is...
They'll just make ass loads of them.
Which is fine. That doesn't hurt anything. Right, I would rather them do that because they are just it's gonna fuck things up, right? Like, because basically, in order for them to experience the tutorial, we're gonna have to switch them to this entirely different top menu.
Yeah, no, I think that they. I don't think they should.
Yeah, and then it won't automatic. Like, I mean, I guess we could write a bunch of code so that it will keep track of their previous states and automatically switch them back when they're done with it. But I'm seriously tempted just to say fuck this because all it's gonna do is create a bunch of people pissing and moaning about the changes when the changes are absolutely not for them.
Yep.
And if somebody wants to see it bad enough,
if you're playing the game already and have stuck around, these changes are not for you.
You are gonna hate.
I think
Dev is gonna hate it. I think when we show this stuff to Dev, it is gonna be really important that we say, listen, you have to imagine that you know nothing about this game. Like, the fact that people were so resistant to what I was suggesting for the top menu existing as an option. Like, I got yelled at in dev for, like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah, I don't think that people
And that's
understand.
Nonsense. That's nonsense.
They don't understand.
Yeah, and it's... Ugh, man.
I think it looks good. I think you have done a lot of really good work. I think it is really cool. You know, I have a couple of specific concerns that... I'm sorry that they seem to be so.
No, it's. I mean, it is
frustrating.
It is largely the technical frustration of dealing with it and shoehorning it. It's like, hey, all right, good job on this multi-step process. Now redo the first step and make it into a thing that has multiple states.
It just seems very neat and tidy to have it start that way. Whereas right now it just seems very random. But I mean, I can see your argument for it. And, you know, if you can just give it a little bit of a wrapper that sort of makes it a little bit more clear what the hell's going on, I think it'll be fine. It was just really jarring and abrupt for me as trying to pretend like I didn't know anything about the game. Coming in, I was like, what the fuck? That's all I'm coming from.
Right. And I mean, do you think that that was partly because of not seeing the Welcome to Kingdom of Loathing event?
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why that didn't happen. Right. Like I feel like every character that I've created, I've seen it. Huh. But maybe that needs to not be an event notification that if you accidentally hit the main map icon twice, it is going to go away. Right. Like maybe it just needs to be a thing that
sticks around until it
says, hey, this is the main map. You can click on different areas to go to them. Right now, you should go to the Big Mountains, which is the only place you can go, and talk to the tutorial, which is the only guy you can talk to.
Right.
Faggot. That's what I should say. I think the tutorial should
also
call you a
faggot.
Also,
you arrived in a hovercraft.
Yes. Yes. all right. Problem solved. I am kind of okay with the big arrow flashing, click here.
Okay.
You know, and then one pointing at Mount Noob when you're in the mountains, even though I feel like it clearly draws attention to itself by being the only thing with text on it and the only thing that is not a homogeneous spread of tiny little mountains.
Kinda, yeah.
Does the tutorial comment at some point on the fact that although your maps are pretty empty now, eventually you will discover more places to adventure? And
no, but I feel like that's it becomes clear
by the end when you start filling in, like it's implicit, I think. Okay. pretty
I think
now,
that
you mean
that is a thing that needs
with the new one.
Okay. That is a thing that needs to make itself clear rather than have someone tell you, oh, by the way, there's a whole bunch of shit that you can't see.
That's fair. Right? I'm just saying that I feel like people, it wasn't always clear to people before.
Yeah.
It becomes, because the way it is now, there's only one thing, and then there's two things, and then there are three things, and you get told that there are new things. So, like, I think it's pretty clear that there will continue to be more and more things, and there's a bunch of empty space, which is pretty obvious. So.
Yeah, because there's no reason for the mountains to be like 4x5
pixels,
you know, to have as much space as it does, and just one thing in it, right? So the implication, at least, and like I feel like very early on, like within the first like 10 or 15 turns of play, you will have the opportunity to see something out there that didn't exist before. Yeah, this is weird. Evil Ernie 130113 in the forums wrote, with the streamlining and such of early and basic game stuff going on recently, are you still thinking of moving the dungeon full of dungeons up to the mountains and creating the Dungeoneers Association?
Is it public?
Yeah. The familiar?
Yes.
I don't know if it's public or not.
I don't think so.
It is now.
It is now? Okay. Yeah. Also, shit, it doesn't have chair behavior. I need to do that. I'll do that after the radio show. Scully didn't see where I had written what it was supposed to do, so he didn't write anything until the very end, and then I forgot to write the code. To go in there. But it won't happen until we check that box that we always forget to
break
check.
Break anything anyway.
Anyway, yeah. It won't break anything. Hachi says, what are bat burgers?
So the familiar is made public and the item itself and stuff? Did you make any of the items public?
I doubt if I made any of the items public. This is terrible. This is terrible radio.
It's not terrible radio. It's giving people insight into our terrible process.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the people who listen to this show were probably pretty interested in that.
Oh, come on. They like hearing us yell at each other. That's what happens. Hot Stuff and I yell at each other. I get sad. And then I go home and play video games instead of working.
That's a day at the office.
Did people say they still can't use the hatchling?
I just make it public.
Yep. No, it was probably before that. Oh, boy.
There's always a bit of a lag between people reporting stuff, like us fixing stuff, and people reporting, because they'll try something, and then they will, you know, spend 30 seconds typing in a message, and then
and
we'll see it 30 seconds later, and, you know, we fixed it 55 seconds ago.
Grian72 says, Dear Jick, when you use a clover in the sewers, the button you click to take the items doesn't have a 1 next to it, but it uses adventures. Is this intentional? Yeah, because, I mean, it has a 1 on it when you click on it, so there's a lot of stuff like that that... There's a lot of stuff that works like that. Like, a fight doesn't take the adventure until you're done with the fight, but, you know, the attack button that launches the attack that kills the guy doesn't have a 1 on it, right? Like, the one was there when you clicked on the zone. You can't leave without clicking that button, so you can't leave without spending an adventure. You were already told that it was going to cost an adventure.
You've been schooled earlier.
Reverkiller says, make a gown replacement, please.
Huh.
We ought to do some kind of clan dungeon drop or something that is, you know, close enough.
I think we could easily put that. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that we need to fill in for the sea that we could put stuff down there.
Oh yeah, yeah. That is a pretty good. That's a pretty good idea. Write that down, buddy.
Write that down.
See, not all your ideas are terrible.
But most of them.
And it will cost 12 balls of yarn. Have we even decided how any of that is going to work?
Yeah, I thought we had.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong, though.
Man, there's a lot of work done in that stuff. But it's... man. There is so much shit to do. This...
Yeah.
It's an area of responsibility.
Yep.
Hot stuff. It's not a project. It's an area of responsibility.
Have we explained what that means?
Too many ideas. Too many ideas, not enough time. That's why I'm not happy.
You have too many ideas. Your head is too full.
No, there are... I have this picture in my head of what the game looks like at some point in the future when I've done all this work, but it's more work than is possible to do.
Yeah.
You know? It's like... It's like I am constantly being teased with this idea of the way things could be if I just worked harder.
Huh.
Yeah, makes me sad. Fook123 says, I found a book in my house called Ribboncraft. When is Ribboncrafting going to be introduced to the game? They probably named it that so that it would make billions of dollars.
I mean, Rubens are a major industry.
Rubens?
Now. Rubens.
Oh, Rubencraft?
Rubencraft.
Someday we'll do your witchcrafting. Your sandwich making.
That was...
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
It's like the first thing I suggested to you as like a new idea.
Yeah.
That was like 5 years ago.
Five, six years ago. Someday. I mean, the problem with it is what would it do, right? Oh, it makes some more food items that are either overpowered or boring.
Hey, I know. Why don't we make a item of the month that makes
a bunch of food?
Food items that
are a good idea.
Overpowered or boring.
I think they are overpowered, is the thing. I think they're not boring, and it's because they are overpowered.
It's possible.
Hush says, trophy for turning in 10,000 bounties, please. It's pretty funny. Linguini Lad says, I heard that every time somebody uses Mafia and hits the solve button for one of the chess puzzles, hot stuff dies a little on the inside. We figured people would automate it.
I think that's not because of the automated solving, but just because of the cancer.
Yeah. I've got chest cancer. You know, Riff and I both made, 25 of those things, so... Yeah.
Somebody got to enjoy them.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys did. You guys had fun.
People dug it for a while.
Yeah.
I know that people were, super excited to get all the way through them and stuff, yeah.
That was a cool idea.
They were kind of fun to make.
Yeah, I have to imagine. Did you guys compare methodologies? Were you doing the same thing, basically?
I made one, and then Riff made several, and I just took his methodology because it was better than mine.
Oh.
So.
Riff's good at making puzzles, but sometimes he makes puzzles that nobody can solve.
I think he started from the end and worked backwards, and I was starting from the beginning, and mine were all... kind of branchy and crazy, and his were more puzzly.
Starwed says, I have named your new game for you, Word Rape.
Done.
Taint Rape. Scully, we'll make Scully and everyone else happy by naming it Taint Rape. Taint Rape. Sharts of Frenzy. Episode 1. Shark Week.
Shark Week.
Live every
shark to post.
Live every like week like it's shark week.
Yeah. Cubs Maniac says, can we have a withdraw all stuff out of storage for free? Or at least a plus take stuff out of storage has? What?
Huh?
I think you messed up that sentence and meant to put some other word in instead of asking for something like itself.
The
take all
plus?
Out of closet, maybe?
A plus.
Does the closet not have a plus for withdrawing multiple things at once?
I don't know.
God damn, I hate that closet.
Well, let's revise it.
I know. That's C.D. Moyer's job.
Okay.
Make it like inventory, but with a green border. Or a light blue border. Mixie says, a couple radio shows back, you said how funny and silly the Stevie Nicks lyric was about the white-winged dove, but the lyric is actually, sings a song, sounds like she's singing woo, woo, woo. So it actually makes sense, it's just that you have to realize the next line is part of the phrase. Feel free to ignore this if somebody's pointed it out already. No, that's a good point.
I'm going to choose to ignore it.
Yeah, I mean, it's because it's still... It doesn't sound like that. Like, the structure of the... It's kind of like Tim Schafer saying, you're playing this game wrong. Yeah. You know, like, if we're listening to the song wrong, that means that you wrote it wrong. Kind of. This is what I've learned from this design book. Good old Donald Norman. Everything is everybody else's fault all the time. I am a perfect consumer of things.
Perfect consumer.
Yeah, I am perfect. I don't make mistakes. Errors that I commit are due to the design. It's the designer's fault.
Wow.
Basically what I'm learning is that there was somebody else as angry as me about bullshit not making any sense. Did you ever try to take a shower at Sorb's house?
No. I've never stayed there.
If you try to take a shower at Sorb's house, step one is you go to the bathroom. Go into the bathroom and, like, close the door and lock the door using some kind of fucking hook on a chain like it's the 30s. What the fuck? Uh-huh. Step two is you take off all your clothes. Step three is that you turn the water on the faucet on. Step three... You turn the water on, and it's coming out the bathtub faucet. Step four, I forget what step I was on, is you fuck around trying to figure out how to make the fucking water come out the shower part. Step five is you turn the water off. Step six is you put your clothes back on. Step seven is you lift the hook up from the door thinking, there's no way that's going to fucking stop somebody from walking in here if they want to walk in here and stab me while I'm taking a shower. Step seven or eight is that you have to go fucking ask someone who lives there how the goddamn shower works, because no one would ever figure out. I don't understand how anyone would ever figure out how to get the water to come out the fucking shower instead of the bathtub spigot on this. What you have to do is there is a ring, like, so imagine a faucet and where the water comes out. Now imagine that there is a metal ring on the around where the water is coming out so that it just looks like, you know, the end of a pipe coming out. You have to grab that pipe and pull it downwards to get the water to out of the shower.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't.
Just the worst and most counterintuitive thing. Like, I get how maybe somebody wanted to design one of those so that it didn't require, like, an additional hole in the wall. You know, because I feel like they used to have, there'd be, like, a knob that was coming out above the faucet bathtub. Yeah, like a lever that would go up and down, and like people wanted to move away from that because it involved additional drilling and additional lengths of pipe that you had to put in and stuff, and like, fine, whatever. But like, man, was that frustrating. And Donald Norman understands.
I guess
Donald Norman understands my pain.
He
understood it back in the 80s.
I don't understand why you put your clothes back on.
To go ask somebody for help. I would have been like, sorry, ladies. Sorry. Having some trouble in here. You don't understand because you are a douche who likes to walk around with as little clothes on as possible. You get the drop of a hat, the slightest, merest excuse for you to toss your clothes off.
Literally a hat dropping.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I guess that means it's time to take everybody's clothes off.
Everybody. You take everyone's clothes off.
Yeah.
Starting with the ladies.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? Stuart says, Hobopolis VIP furniture from slaying all six bosses at the same moment. That would be rough. Getting somebody... It would kind of not make any sense, either, if... Because you would fight Hodgman. It would be Uber Hodgman if everybody else was already in fights with the other bosses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. You know, playing World of Warcraft has made me want to design more bosses. I wish that we could do a bunch of clan dungeons that were just a single fight with a boss.
I mean, we could. It could be like an arena kind of thing or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's the kind of thing that the new clan dungeon that you've been working on for a while
could
lend itself to.
I've been thinking about halting work on that, as such as it has been comparatively little, and going with a totally different idea.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And, you know... That was what I did for Hobopolis, and Hobopolis turned out okay, so maybe it's a great idea.
What was the thing you were working on?
We were doing the... We had all the shit that we've been working on for the Steam Cow, and then...
Yeah, wow.
We probably never said the name of that out loud before. There was a Steam Cow. There probably still will eventually be.
It was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. We didn't have, like, as many ideas as we thought we did, you know?
Yeah.
But, Hobopolis kind of wrote itself, and... Yeah. Yep, I've been thinking about taking the stuff that was eventually going to be the level 15 quest and make that into a clan dungeon.
Interesting.
Because it kind of makes sense, and it really does kind of write itself, and it's a good opportunity for to have a clan dungeon with, like, 15 bosses in it, you know,
sure.
that didn't consist of a whole lot or really have to interact a whole lot.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It wouldn't be as generative. I mean, I'm worried that we're not going to be able to make that Hobopolis lightning strike a second time, because I'm worried that the name generator is the thing that makes it so people like Hobopolis.
I mean,
the reward structure itself is not compelling enough.
People do not play Hobopolis just to see the names.
I think they do.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I think that they do. I think that most of the people who play Hobopolis play it just for the names. I think that they would, if it wasn't for the names making it funny every time, it would seem like more of an insufferable grind,
so we designed
it to be less grindy.
No, what we do is we make every clan dungeon based around some funny name generator.
Yeah, but I don't think that it's that's so difficult to do for anything other than hobos.
No, we come up with something. That's that therein lies our work. Our titanic effort.
That's terrible. I think it's terrible.
Okay. There's got to be other funny lists of things that we could cannibalize.
That's probably true. Monkeyman 200 says, any chance for an anniversary outfit? No, we're waiting until there are 10 to make it an outfit. Oh, God, people are going to be pissed. When this game turns 10 years old, people are going to be so upset with us. Because Ascension Relevant Tome.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Let's stop the presses.
The radios.
Let's hold the phone. I'm gonna put on another Bloodhound Gang. And we'll see you guys in a few days.
See you. Night, everybody.